This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How story snippets build instant emotional warmth. Turn a single personal moment into a connection that changes the room. In short, story snippets are the most underused icebreaker tool most people already have. A two-sentence personal moment, chosen carefully and delivered with confidence, creates more emotional warmth than any question ever could. A good story snippet is specific, brief, and broadly relatable, not impressive or polished. You choose the snippet before the room fills, not while people are watching you think. One well-placed story opens the door for others to bring their real selves in. Definition: story snippets icebreakers are short, specific personal moments, typically 2 to 4 sentences, shared at the opening of a meeting or conversation to create immediate emotional warmth and lower the social guard of everyone in the room before the formal agenda begins. I watched a project manager ruin 3 months of goodwill in the opening 90 seconds of a team meeting. She had a room full of people who did not know each other well, and she opened with, "Let's go around and say your name and what you do." Every person in that room closed up like a fist. By the time she reached slide 1, the atmosphere was already formal and brittle. That simple failure at the start, the missed chance to use story snippets as real icebreakers, cost her weeks of rebuilding trust she never fully got back. People do not warm to a role, they warm to a person. And the fastest way to show them a person is to share one small, specific, true moment from your own life before you ask anything of them at all. Why icebreakers feel awkward before they feel natural. Most people have tried some version of an icebreaker and winced at the result. The room goes quiet. Someone gives a one-word answer. The exercise collapses under its own weight. That failure is not a character flaw. It is a technique problem. The discomfort comes from asking people to be open before they feel safe, or from using openings so vague they give people nothing to hold on to. "Tell me something interesting about yourself" is not an icebreaker. It is a test with no right answer. People freeze because they genuinely do not know what you want, and they are not willing to guess wrong in front of strangers. Story snippets solve this because they work differently. Instead of asking, you give first. You offer something small and real from your own life, and that act of giving signals that this is a space where real things are welcome. It sets the temperature of the room before anyone else has to speak. Before you walk in, the one thing you need to prepare. You can't find a good story snippet while people are watching you. This is the mistake most people make. They plan their agenda, prepare the slides, and assume the opening will take care of itself. It will not. Before any meeting or group interaction where you need to break ice, you need one prepared moment. Not a speech. Not a polished anecdote with a punchline. One specific, recent moment from your own life that meets 3 simple tests. It happened to you personally. It requires no context to understand, and a stranger could find it mildly interesting for 15 seconds. That preparation is the only precondition the process needs. Everything else follows from it. How to build and deliver story snippets that actually work. This is the process I have refined over decades of watching openings succeed and fail. Follow it in order, especially the first time. Number 1. Choose a specific moment, not a theme. The most common mistake is choosing a topic instead of a moment. "I love hiking" is a topic. "I got completely lost on a trail last Saturday and had to follow a stream back to the car" is a moment. Moments are visual. Themes are abstract. Brains light up for moments. Number 2. Trim it to 2 or 3 sentences. Set a firm limit. 2 sentences for a short icebreaker. 3 if the moment genuinely needs a little context. If you cannot say it in 3 sentences, you have not yet found the right moment. You have found a story that needs editing. Keep cutting until only the essential detail remains. Example script. "Before we start, I want to share something from this morning. I managed to make 2 cups of coffee, pour both of them, and then walk out of the house without drinking either one. I am running on optimism today." That is it. 19 seconds. Done. Number 3. End on the human truth, not the punchline. The snippet does not need to be funny. It needs to land on something real. Confusion, surprise, small failure, unexpected pleasure. The emotional beat at the end is what gives others permission to connect with it. If you chase a laugh, you risk performing. If you aim for honesty, you will almost always find warmth. Number 4. Pause after you finish and do not explain it. This is harder than it sounds. Most people finish their snippet and immediately start talking again, filling the silence because they are nervous. Resist that. Say the last word, pause for 2 full seconds, and let the room absorb it. That pause is where the connection forms. Explaining the joke or adding anyway, moving on kills everything the snippet just spilt. Number 5. Invite, do not demand, a response. After your snippet, use a light, open invitation rather than a direct question. I'd love to hear what everyone else has been carrying into the room. Today works far better than now everyone share one. The first feels generous. The second feels like homework. For more ways to open a group conversation well, the principles in effective icebreakers for team meetings are worth applying alongside this process. Number 6. Listen to what people offer and reflect one thing back. When someone responds to your snippet, pick one specific detail from what they said and name it before you move on. The bit about your dog refusing to move from the doormat, I felt that. This one act tells every person in the room that you actually heard what was shared, and it makes the next person more willing to offer something real. This is where the role of communication in meeting success becomes visible in real time. Number 7. Transition into the work with a connecting phrase. Do not let the opening float free of the meeting's purpose. Bridge it. That is what I mean when I say I want this to be a room where real things are welcome. So let's talk about the snippet becomes the tone setter, not a distraction. Adapting story snippets for virtual and hybrid rooms. In a physical room, your body carries half the story. People read your posture, your face, the slight smile before you begin. Online, that all compresses into a small rectangle. The snippet has to do more work with fewer signals. Slow down by about 20% when you deliver a snippet on a call. What feels like your normal pace on screen reads as rushed to everyone watching. Use a slightly warmer, more deliberate tone than you would in person, and signal clearly when you're finished so people know it is safe to respond. A simple "that's mine for today" at the end of your snippet removes any ambiguity. Keep virtual snippets to 2 sentences, not 3. Attention fragments faster on screen. The moment you feel like the story needs just a little more context, cut that context instead. You can also use the chat box as a secondary space after you share yours. Invite others to drop their moment in the chat before you discuss them aloud. This gives quieter participants a lower pressure on ramp. For a fuller guide to this kind of deliberate opening in digital settings, Best Practices for Virtual Meeting Communication covers the ground well. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with story snippets. Getting the process right takes practice. Here is where I have seen people trip most often, and how to correct each one. The mistake. The snippet is too long and detailed. Why it happens. People confuse depth with warmth. They add context because they want the story to land, but context is usually what kills it. What to do instead? Set a 2-sentence rule before you begin and honor it without exception on the first 5 attempts. Length discipline comes before content refinement. The mistake. The snippet is impressive rather than relatable. Why it happens. People reach for something that makes them look good, a recent achievement, or an interesting holiday, because vulnerability feels risky. What to do instead? Choose something small and slightly imperfect. A small failure, a moment of confusion, an ordinary pleasure. These connect far more quickly than polished success stories. If you're working in a team with real tension, pairing this approach with the guidance in how humor can ease workplace tension, when used right, will help you calibrate the tone. The mistake. The snippet is too personal for the context. Why it happens. Once people understand that vulnerability connects, some overcorrect and share something that requires emotional intimacy the group has not yet built. What to do instead? Test this before the room. Would you be comfortable if this moment appeared in the company newsletter? If not, it is too personal for a group icebreaker. Save it for one-on-one conversation. The mistake. The leader shares their snippet and then moves immediately to the agenda. Why it happens. They think the snippet was the whole job. It was only the first half. What to do instead? Stay in the opening. Invite others. Reflect one thing back. Let the warmth spread before you shift gears. When you cut the opening short, you signal that it was a formality, and the room remembers that. For teams, where the underlying challenge is something harder than strangeness, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy, and how to handle conflict during meetings offer processes specifically designed for charged rooms. Story snippets alone will not resolve deep conflict, but they can lower the temperature enough to make a real conversation possible. In diverse teams especially, the way you open a room shapes who feels welcome to speak. Running inclusive meetings with diverse teams is worth reading alongside this process for that reason. Your story snippet preparation checklist. Use this before any meeting where you need to break ice. Run through it the evening before or on the morning of the event. My snippet is a specific moment, not a general topic or theme. It is 2 to 3 sentences when spoken aloud at a natural pace. A stranger with no knowledge of my context would understand it immediately. It reveals something genuine and human, not something impressive or polished. It ends on an emotional beat: surprise, small failure, ordinary pleasure, or recognition. I have practiced saying it aloud at least once so I know how it lands. I have a light invitation phrase ready to follow it. I'd love to hear what everyone else has been sitting with today or similar. I know one specific detail I can reflect back if someone responds well. I have a bridge phrase ready to transition into the work after the opening. The snippet passes the newsletter test comfortable if seen publicly, but still personal enough to mean something. The ground you earn in the first 90 seconds. Here is the truth of it: people decide very quickly whether a room is safe. They read the first 90 seconds and make a judgment that shapes everything that follows. You do not fix that judgment later by being competent or thorough. You earn it right at the start, or you spend the rest of the meeting working against a current. Story snippets icebreakers give you a direct, practiced way to set that opening temperature. They do not require charm or performance. They require preparation, courage, and the discipline to keep it short. Start with one snippet in your next meeting. Make it specific, make it brief, and then make space for what comes back. That is where the real warmth lies, not in what you share, but in what you make it safe for others to share after you. Frequently asked questions. What are story snippets icebreakers? Story snippets icebreakers are short, specific personal moments, usually 2 to 4 sentences long, shared at the start of a meeting or conversation to create immediate emotional warmth. They give people something real to connect with before any formal agenda begins. How long should a story snippet icebreaker be? A story snippet icebreaker should be 2 to 4 sentences at most. Anything longer shifts from opening a connection to delivering a monologue. The goal is to spark a response, not to tell a complete story with a beginning, middle, and end. How do story snippets build emotional warmth in meetings? Story snippets work because they reveal something human and relatable before the pressure of professional roles settles in. When you share a small personal moment, others recognize something of themselves in it, and that recognition is the foundation of trust and ease. Can story snippets icebreakers work in virtual meetings? Yes, story snippets work well in virtual settings, but they need to be delivered with more deliberate energy. Pace yourself slightly slower than feels natural. Signal clearly when you have finished so others know it is their turn, and keep the snippet even shorter than you would in person. What makes a story snippet different from small talk? Small talk tends to be surface level and transactional, covering weather, weekends, or safe professional topics. A story snippet is a specific, personal moment chosen to invite connection. It has a point of view and a small emotional charge that small talk deliberately avoids. How do you choose the right story snippet for an icebreaker? Choose a moment that is specific, brief, and broadly relatable. It should reveal something genuine about you without requiring the listener to know your context. Tested against this, would a stranger find it interesting for 15 seconds? If yes, it works as an icebreaker. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.